County India, radio check.
That sounds real good up here on Pisgah Mountain.
Outstanding, outstanding, I guess, up there. How bad was Pisgah hit with Helene?
Damage at the cradle of forestry at all. I watched the Helene come through on my radar, and it kind of went around the little valley that we're in between the mountains and went into Asheville. So we didn't have any damage. 276 was pretty well wiped out. It took months and months to get it fixed back again, but we were lucky here at the cradle.
I'm up in that area when I was a troubleshooter for Marina Bread. I spent most of my time in Brevard, right there at the entrance of Pisgah National Forest.
There it is. We didn't really get any. We got, my weather station said about a 30-mile-an-hour wind was all we got. We got about 3 inches of rain. That's all we got here.
Down in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I was prepared for the next one to come through yesterday, and it didn't, so, but I've got stuff.
Yeah, I've been watching that one, too, and I agree with the current forecast that it's going to turn dramatically east and around South Carolina and head back out into the North Atlantic.
Measure that. That good weather up there?
Sunny day here, and warm.
Nice little breeze, blue skies, sun shining. Not exactly what I was thinking was going to happen.
Same thing. I've been watching those two hurricanes for a week now, and we got a high pressure front that's coming in on them, and that's going to push them east. So I feel pretty confident they're going to break east.
Just because I don't know, what is the vicinity to Pisgah Mountain to Brevard?
We're 11, Cradle Forestry is 11 miles up Highway 276 from the intersection at Brevard there. The beginning of the Forestry Service in the United States back in the early 1900s, Carl Schenck came in and developed this land here as a forestry area owned by Vanderbilt. And so we have the Cradle Forestry up here as an educational center, historical site center that we take people through.
You have a really nice bonsai display up there somewhere. I raise bonsai down here. I've always wanted to go to that one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the one at the Arboretum, which is up near Asheville and so forth. And I've visited it several times, and it is very nice. I'm always also interested in bonsai. I don't know how to do it or capable of doing it, but I love to see the trees.
Bonsai is to know when to do something and when not to do something, and that's about it, really.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I actually did take a little course one time down in Southwest Florida from somebody that was a bonsai expert and so forth, but I don't think I could do it.
Dean came through. I had 19 bonsai on the back deck, and the wind from Hurricane Helene hit the front of the house square. And none of the 19 bonsai, they were not tied down at all. Not one of them budged 1 inch during Hurricane Helene.
Well, you did the right thing then by putting them on the back porch, because Hurricane Helene was pretty rough coming through. And 2 years before that, I think it was, we had Hurricane Fred that did a lot of damage up here around Clyde and so forth down towards Waynesville.
Most survived, then I lost 5 because of all the rotting wood around here that it took them a while to pick up from Hurricane Helene. Got a lot of spores in the air and everything, killed 5 of them.
Oh, Lord, I hate that happens, you know. But I guess it's part of life there and so forth. So you down in Simpsonville?
Right off of Highway 14.
Simpsonville is. My son lives in Blythewood, South Carolina, so I know where Simpsonville is.
Any talk radio?
Not much. I don't really listen to talk radio. I used to be a disc jockey many, many years ago, and I was into music and stuff like that. So I don't really listen to talk radio.
At all. I'm in talk radio, but I never listen to talk radio.
I used to work for a 50,000 watt station in Dallas, Texas, KLIF, when I was much younger and so forth, and so I've always been a disc jockey of some sort.
A long signal out there in Flat, Texas.
Oh, it covered everything. Okay. Yeah, we had had the antenna transmitter side up on a high peak there and so forth, the highest peak around Dallas, and we got a big good signal out all over the place. We were 50,000 watts, and we covered all of Texas and Oklahoma and most everything else. I could pick it up down in Louisiana sometimes.
For a station called WORD, we just upgraded to a 100,000 watt signal, but then as soon as we did it, the transmitter died. So, but now it's fixed, and now we're full power.
Being a disc jockey, transmitters work off of water cooling. They had water cooling, we had like fountains out front and so forth, which would run water through a water jacket on the final tubes, because they were all tube type at that time, and that's what cooled them down some. So everybody liked the water fountains out front, and they thought it was just decorative, but no, that's what cooled down the transmitter.
We had been through a series of chief engineers, and when the transmitter went down, as he started tracing the pad trying to figure out what was going on, he kept running into a bunch of jury-rigged solutions that had just made it worse, and he kept having to replace those jury-rigged solutions until he finally got to the transmitter part.
Transmitter, you don't want to have to buy a new one of those things at all.
Buy another one.
Lord, that's bad. Mm. They don't go cheap, I can tell you that right now.
$80,000.
All right, that's from Amazon, I guess.
And I'm out here running the hounds and looking at the trees and trying to map out what I'm going to do with the day. So I'm going to bounce from here. 73s to you, I appreciate the call back. And KQ4, Yankee Charlie India. I am clear.
Yankee Charlie India, KM4 GLI is clear. I'm on your final there. And 73s to you. Have a great day.